This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the best invitation this holiday. As each day goes by, I'm getting more and more into the Christmas spirit. Michigan Avenue in Chicago is beautifully lit and the storefronts are prettier than ever. But while the commercial side of Christmas has its place, as followers of Christ, it is important for us to truly celebrate Him. I think about the early Christians we read about in the book of Acts. They were asked to spread the good news about Christ. These early Christians were not trained teachers or preachers. They were ordinary people, yet the power of Christ was evident in their life. There are people who don't have an intimate relationship with God, but they really want one. They want their eyes to light up the way your eyes light up when you talk about what He's done for you. They want it, but they're not sure how to get there. So they search for that answer in you. They listen to what you say about Him and how you serve Him. So I'm asking you today, are your actions an invitation for someone to accept Christ or to be inspired to go deeper with Him? There is no better invitation this holiday season than the invitation of Christ. So as you think about that, cling to these words and let your actions be that invitation. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your actions be an invitation to Christ.